Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't
Kimo is one of our sponsors. I was there last night, and the great Howard Richards was there with his lovely family. His mom was there, his girlfriend, his beautiful daughter. And what I want to remind everybody is that Kimo's is now open for lunch. We just started opening for lunch yesterday. And the deal, though, is happy hour, 3:30 to about 8 o'clock every night, Monday through Saturday. Larry the cam girl texting in, those meatballs on the happy hour menu are no joke, Frank. Meatballs and cheese bread. You can get meatballs and cheese bread combined for $12. And then you have a beer about four or five. You can get out of there for $20. And these homemade meatballs by our chef Don and our famous red sauce, it is the best deal in town. All the happy hour items are like $5 or $6. We have really kind of a cool bar. So if you get a chance, head on out to Kimo's in Westport.
And Frank, you talk about star power. Howard Richards' daughter was going to Mizzou. Well, still does. But I think her freshman year, her roommate was Ray Langford's daughter.
Really? Wow. Huh.
And, you know, I saw Ray at that reunion, and I said, do you get down to Mizzou off? And he said, no, but every time I'm in St. Louis, I tell my daughter, hey, Dad's in St. Louis. And she says, yeah, I'm kind of busy this weekend. It's like an hour and 20 minutes away.
Wow. All right. Let's welcome to the program the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel. Rick, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, guys.
So let's begin with Mr. Reyes. You had some strong thoughts on Mr. Reyes last week. What do you think the future holds for Alex in this Cardinal organization?
Well, I don't know, but I had pretty much predicted he would never throw another ball for this team this year, and that's going to be not happening. You have to look long and hard about giving him a roster spot for next year. This is 3 years he's pitched here, well, almost pitched here, and he's maybe thrown, what, 200 pitches total? In big league games. I mean, he had one game in Milwaukee where he threw about 85 or 90 before he got hurt a year or so ago. He threw maybe 50 or 60 pitches in the several games he was up early in the season. The first year, he had Tommy John surgery, was out for the whole year. Let's go back to the beginning of the season. When they sent him out, he's not on an injury rehab here. He was sent out because he wasn't good enough at the start of the year. He wasn't ready. And he got no better, really, before he got hurt again. And now he seems to have trouble shaking this last ailment. I'd have to think real seriously about it. You don't have to do anything now. You don't have to do anything until, you know, November or so. But you cannot count on him anymore. They've spent too much energy and too much time counting on him. And you can't count on him. You can't.
Commissioner, does he remind you career-wise, promise that's unfulfilled? It's sad, really. I feel bad for the kid, but along the way, like Alan Bennis was injured a ton. It's too bad because he would have been great, but he also had a lot of big league moments along the way. Anybody else who never quite had those big league moments but were considered a prize prospect?
Anthony Reyes.
Well, I was that he'd be one, but although he had one big league moment in game one of the World Series, that gives him a chance. John Foljam had one great season.
Nice.
Back in, you know, he was, John Foljam won 14 big league games, I believe it was the number was in his career. And to show you how times were different, they were all complete games. So then he hurt his arm, but that's how good he was. 14 games, 14 complete games, even in the 80s, that's pretty good.
Commissioner, with the starting staff, with the exception of Michaelis, being very cheap economically, do you think there's a chance the Cardinals would get into the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes? Don't they have to do something pretty dramatic if they're playoffless for four straight years?
Even if they don't make, if they do make the playoffs, they have to do something. You've got the back end of the rotation. You got Wainwright, 38 years old, and Waka won't be back, so you got maybe one or two spots to fill there. But yeah, they have to get another veteran starting pitcher. There's no question about it. Now there isn't. I don't know. If we'll take a look at the list when it comes out, when people file, if what happens after Cole. But Cole is certainly the premier guy out there, and any team that would benefit from him. And Houston, having just taken on Greinke's contract and with Verlander, probably can't afford to keep him. So he's going to be available to the 29 other clubs and maybe about, you know, 15 or 16 other clubs, because the other 13 won't be helped much if he does pitch for him. But the Cardinals are in the upper echelon of those clubs that he would help, and I would surely go after him.
Is there anybody hanging around that still has promise? I mean, Gomber's gotten hurt, but we went from 6 months ago saying they've got 9 or 10 starters. I realize Carlos is now in the bullpen and Reyes is hurt, but it's pretty startling when you think, boy, I got 9, 10 potential starters, and now we're talking about having 3 or 4 and looking at next year saying you have to add on. Is there anybody we're missing that maybe Gomber, you know, gets healthy, has a resurgence, but anybody else we're missing?
Well, there's Woodford at AAA, who's kind of taken a step back lately, but he's a promising guy. And there's a kid at Springfield that's been really good. I can't remember his name right now, but he's been a top-shelf pitcher for them, right-hander. So there's that. I expect Martinez to go back in the rotation next year. I'm convinced Gallegos can close. I wouldn't mind seeing it now.
Along those lines, three different possibilities yesterday. Which way would the commish have played it? Keep Gallegos in the game and let him pitch the ninth because he's your best bullpen guy? Start Carlos Martinez in the ninth inning, or play it like they did yesterday? Which way you have done it?
Well, I thought they might bring in Miller in the eighth. They showed a lot of confidence in Gallegos to get him, you know, those other hitters out there with the left-handed hitter coming up in one of those spots in Muncie. So in the ninth, I mean, you paid Miller for 2 years, $25 million to come here and get Bellinger and Sager out. Well, he got Bellinger out, and he hit Sager. That wasn't as bad as him walking that rookie pinch hitter the night before when it was a 2-1 game. That was a big run they gave up there in that Tuesday night game. So I would have played it about the same way. And, you know, if you go back to the top of the ninth inning, all Jose Martinez has got to do is get the ball to the outfield. They got to run. It's 2-0. The whole game changes.
Now, on the flip side, you had Jack Flaherty. He's gone 6 starts, 4 runs, last 6 start. He's been unbelievable, yet they're 3-3 in those games. What have you seen from him? What's changed for him?
Well, he's not walking people, and he's cut his pitch counts down where he's not taking 3-2 on everybody. All his pitches are working. His breaking balls are good. His fastballs, the Dodgers looked really uncomfortable there yesterday. And I think he's pitching right now as well as anybody in the league for those last 6 starts. And you quote the stats, so that tells you that you're not scoring any runs for him. And even the couple games that he's lost or not had a decision, he's had hits himself, either driving a run or putting himself in scoring position. So he's getting nothing support-wise.
Kamish, where do you stand on the Randy Arozarena saga? He began the night hitting .375. He's not on the 40-man roster, but why not take somebody off that 40-man roster and see if he can, you know, light a little fire here?
Well, even last night he went hitless, but he's been on base at least once in 34 straight starts. He's averaging .370. The leadoff guys here are averaging .204. That seems to cry for the need to give him a shot. Maybe it's wrong, but find out if it's wrong. They got to have a little kickstart here now. Besides the fact the schedule is turning back in their favor, you know, we can discuss that further in a second. But they need something else to get going here. And I would suspect most teams that had a guy hitting .370 at their top farm club would have him up by now.
What's the hesitance? Is it the clock starts ticking? They always say the 40-man, but I think Brian was saying they've only got 39 people in the 40-man. What do you think the hesitance is?
Well, I think they're trying to figure out what they would, you know, they're playing him in right field again now after they had him in center field. Bader's been playing center field for Memphis. And I don't know how the center fielding went there. Maybe he can't play center field well enough for him, but maybe he could play right field. You could put Martinez on the bench. Now that O'Neill's out for an undetermined period of time, you need another outfielder anyway. You've had infielders playing out there. Tommy Edman played out there. Munoz has played out there. Let's see this kid play out there. They can't have 39 guys or 38 guys better than him in their system to put under 40-man roster. Now, you want to involve Fowler a little bit because he's been all right lately. He's still hitting .240 for the year, .244. I bet Rosarina could hit .244.
Yeah, that's the frustration, is let's find out. You're not, you know, you're not tearing it up with the guys you've got. Wouldn't you take a crack? If you look, you look down and say, we didn't get anybody at the trade deadline, so what else do we have available? There's a guy who seems to have some promise. Even his game, the way he plays, it seems like it might provide a little spark. I guess I just don't get it. You've been covering the team a long time. I was hoping that you get it. I wonder if they'll do it tomorrow. Sometimes it's interesting how the fans and media are screaming for things, and then it just sort of happens. But do you have a sense it's about to?
My instinct tells me that it is. I don't have any information. I'm honest about it. I don't really know. But my instinct tells me they have to make that kind of move now. And I know they'll bring him up in September, but this is August the 8th. You need him now. You need something now, because you can see what happens when Goldschmidt stops hitting. Nothing. Zero. He carried that club for a long time, and people kind of overlooked the fact that nobody else, was, except for Long, was hitting anyway.
So Molina plays tonight in Springfield, and it looks like his first game as a Cardinal won't be till Saturday, or how do you see that?
I think they're giving him two nights in Springfield, yeah. I would think by Saturday or Sunday he'd be here. And he'll be a help to the offense. He's hit 261 when he was playing, but how much of that was done with hitting with one arm for a month? He didn't do anything from June 11th until he went on the IL again in July. He had three RBIs and like three doubles and no home runs. He can do better than that, and he'll be a big help. Their lineup looks a lot better on paper than it does on the field.
Yeah, what else could they do besides the Rosarena?
Well, you could put...
Would you hit Wong lead off? Would you put Wong at the top of the lineup?
I would, but I mean, I try a Rosarena first. Wong has been pretty productive where he is. You take him out of that spot on the batting order where he is now, I mean, they wouldn't have much down there, it doesn't appear. I might be inclined, if Bader gets hot, to bring him back and put him in center field and go all defense and all bullpen, which is pretty much how they got where they are anyway.
Boy, that'd be a tough sell. Not that you care about what the fans think, but boy, that'd be a tough sell here in town. You know, we're going to make a move. We're going to bring Harrison Bader back.
Well, you could bring both of them back. Bring a Rosarena up and Bader back. Which player? You have nobody hitting 270, okay? 270 is kind of an average in the big leagues, maybe higher than average these days. Nobody's hitting 270. That's awful.
Here's the question that's been kicked around. Who has exceeded your expectations, or anyone's?
One player, Wong.
He's exceeded your expectations? Okay.
Conversation over.
Kanish, you are on your game today here, young man.
I threw Gallegos in there, just going back to the spring. Like, I didn't expect much.
You meant position players. Yeah. Gallegos by far, but position players won. Pitchers.
Hudson a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say two there. Yeah, that seems fair. I mean, Gant had, for the most part, a good season. Those three guys, but one person with a bat on his hand has exceeded my expectations.
Okay, we've appointed you GM/manager. How would your lineup look on Friday night, knowing all the pieces in the organization available to you against the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, if we're going to bring a Rosarena up, he's going to lead off, right?
All right.
And I'm going to put him in right field, and I'm going to have... I don't know if Carpenter can play now. I got hit in the other foot there yesterday. He had a very good game, by the way, yesterday. He was on base four times. I think he almost got – and he never did step on first base, by the way, when he was hit, so I can't say if he reached base or not there. He never got to the bag. I would have him hitting second. I would have Goldschmidt, Ozuna, DeYoung. I would have Wong, Fowler. Molina's not ready, I guess, whoever's catching tomorrow, Wieters. Against Pittsburgh, and then the pitcher. I'd have Jose Martinez on the bench. I'd have Lane Thomas on the bench. I mean, I'd like to see Lane Thomas play a little bit more. I'd hate to see him just pinch run and play defense once in a while. I mean, he had three home runs 2 days before he was brought up, and then he's had two at bats since then. This offense, I mean, the names are there, and the career stats are there, but here it is August the 8th. Maybe those guys aren't going to get to those career stats this year. So... we have a guy with no career stats and a Rosarena sitting there. Let's find out.
New segment, Venting with the Commish. I love it. Since the trade deadline, swing and miss, the Cardinals went 1-6. Do you read anything into that? Is it just coincidence, the opponents they're playing, or is there a little bit of a – do you think that some of that was the reaction in the room just kind of deflating?
No, it's all the opponents that were playing. They got to first place beating up on the mediocre to bad teams, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and a couple others. Then they beat the Cubs 2 out of 3 in a good series. Then they played two teams that are better than them. Well, let's see what happened. 0-5. Well, there's no question in my mind the Cardinals are not as good as the A's, or especially the Dodgers, right now. However, 27 of the next 33 games, with the exception of 6 against Milwaukee, are against teams with losing records. The last couple weeks get tough with the Cubs, Brewers, and Washington, but the chance to get back to first place is how they got there, beating up all those bad teams. The chance is there again, 27 out of 33 against the likes of Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Cincinnati, San Francisco, Colorado. One other team's in there probably, but that's how you got there in the first place.
Good stuff, Kamish. We appreciate it. We'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow, sir.
All right, man.
Thank you. The great Rick Hummel joining us, brought to you by Lakeside Roofing, established in 72, solid reputation for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. No, that's, yes, 618-344-2800. In Missouri, call 314-241-5253. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. What does Kevin Costner have in common with Tiger Woods? That story next.